Hiring isn't just about finding someone willing to take the job. You need the right person with the right background who can move your business forward. If you want candidates who truly match what you're looking for, trust Indeed Sponsored Jobs. With Indeed Sponsored Jobs, your post stands out to quality candidates who actually fit the role. According to Indeed data, 90% are more likely to be hired and trusted by 1.6 million companies. Spend more time interviewing candidates who check all your boxes. Less stress, less time, more results. Now with Indeed Sponsored Jobs. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to help your job get the premium status it deserves at Indeed.com/podcast13. Just go to Indeed.com/podcast13 right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/podcast13. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Do it the right way with Indeed.
Okay, so let's talk Solana meme coins. Mid-2025, and the stories are just wild. Like, someone turning, what was it, $332 into nearly $200,000?
Yeah, the Goom coin example, it sounds unbelievable, but that's the kind of buzz generating serious attention right now.
Exactly, and it's not just isolated stories. There's this feeling that Solana meme coins are really having another moment. We've got this great piece from AveAI that we're using as a jumping off point today.
Mm-hmm.
And our goal really is to, you know, peel back the layers, go beyond just the headlines and figure out why this resurgence is happening. Why specifically on Solana?
Absolutely. Because it's not just random luck, is it? There were specific drivers, specific conditions making this happen. Now, understanding those gives you a much clearer picture of the whole, well, the whole scene.
Okay, let's start there then. What are the signs? What does this resurgence actually look like on the ground, so to speak?
Well, the AveAI article lays out a few key indicators. First, pretty obviously, prices are up, both for, you know, some of the more established Solana names and a whole flood of new tokens.
Right.
But maybe more telling is the activity on the decentralized exchanges, the DEXs, places like Pump.Fun, Boop.Fun too. They're seeing just explosive growth in trading volume. These platforms are kind of ground zero for meme coins.
So huge activity on these specialized platforms. Is that spilling over into like general online chatter, social media?
Oh, definitely. You look at Twitter, or X, I should say, and Telegram, there are tokens trending constantly. It's like a real-time feed of what's hot.
A bit overwhelming, probably.
It can be. And beyond just trending topics, the article mentions record engagement in what they call alpha call groups.
Ah, the groups sharing tips and early leads.
Exactly those. Plus, on-chain signal channels, meme coin dashboards, Ava.ai itself is one. They're all seeing unprecedented levels of activity. The big takeaway is right now, Solana is undeniably leading the meme coin pack.
Okay, so the what is clear. Things are booming. Let's get into the why. The article points to six main drivers. First up, the overall crypto market mood.
Yeah, this is sort of the foundation. The general feeling across crypto has turned much more positive lately. Bitcoin, Ethereum, they've had good runs, right?
Mm-hmm.
And that brings more money, more liquidity into the whole ecosystem. When there's more cash sloshing around, speculative assets, and let's be honest, meme coins are peak speculation. They tend to get a big boost.
So sort of a risk-on environment.
Pretty much. People are more willing to take a gamble when the big coins are doing well. And Solana, being known for its speed and, well, its degen culture sometimes, often amplifies those broader trends.
Okay, that makes sense. A rising tide effect.
Yeah.
Now, what about Solana itself? Its technology, it's had reliability issues in the past. Has that changed?
That's a huge piece of the puzzle. And yeah, things have changed significantly, according to the article. They highlight major progress on the infrastructure front.
Like what specific?
The FireDancer validator client is now fully live. That's a big deal for network stability and uptime, fewer outages, basically.
Which was a problem before.
It definitely was. They've also made strides in transaction speed and just how much the network can handle overall, the throughput. But maybe the killer feature, the transaction fees.
Right.
Still super low. Incredibly low. The article says average fees are still under a tenth of a cent. Compare that to Ethereum or even Base sometimes. It's night and day.
Wow. Under $0.001, that's basically free.
Practically, yeah. And for meme coin trading, which often involves tons of small, fast trades, that low cost is absolutely essential. It removes a major friction point.
So cheap and fast. What else on the tech side? Any improvements to actually using the platforms?
Yes. The user experience on the DEXs has gotten better too. Pump.fun is mentioned as a prime example. They've made launching and trading these things much, much simpler, lowered the barrier to entry quite a bit.
So it's easier for regular folks to jump in.
Way easier. All these things combined, speed, stability, super low fees, better UX, make Solana kind of the perfect storm environment for this high-frequency, high-risk meme coin game.
Okay, so the rails are smooth and cheap. But what about the trains? The coins themselves? The article mentions these retail-friendly launch pads.
Yeah.
What are they all about?
Right, these platforms are really shaking things up. Pump.fun is called out as, like, the viral launch pad on Solana right now. You can spin up a new meme coin almost instantly.
Instantly?
Yeah, wow. It's designed to be incredibly simple. And then there's Boop.fun, which is doing interesting things too, focusing on creating cult tokens, incentivizing influencers, doing airdrops to build hype.
Cult tokens.
And they're integrating with other tools like MEVX, Soul Trading Bot, making the whole create share trade cycle even smoother.
It sounds less like traditional finance and more like, I don't know, social media meets gambling.
That's not a bad way to put it, actually. There's a huge gamified social element. People jump in not just for potential profit, but to be part of the joke, part of the community, you know, the thrill of finding the next big thing early.
And that attracts both pros and newbies.
Exactly. You get seasoned traders looking for quick flips and total newcomers drawn in by the buzz and how easy it is to participate. It fuels this constant churn of new tokens.
Which must make it hard to sort the wheat from the chaff. Or maybe just the chaff from the really worthless chaff. How do people even find potential winners in all that noise? This brings us to the alpha signals and smart money tools the article mentions.
Yeah, this is where things get a bit more sophisticated, or at least try to. Tools like the Av.ai Alpha Signal Center are becoming more mainstream.
What do they do?
They essentially let you track what supposedly smart wallets are doing. Wallets with a good track record, you know. See what new tokens they're buying into early.
Like following the digital breadcrumbs of successful traders.
Kind of, yeah. They can also flag things like a sudden jump in the number of people holding a token, or a big injection of liquidity, or even when influential people, KOLs, key opinion leaders, start talking about or buying a coin.
So using data to spot momentum shifts before they happen.
That's the idea. And these signals can often be pushed right to your phone or Telegram so you can act fast. The article frames it as a move away from pure guesswork towards using data to find potential plays.
Which you'd need in a market moving this fast.
Absolutely. Timing is everything. Even a few minutes head start can make a huge difference.
Okay, interesting. Now, the article also talks about the cultural rhythm of meme seasons. What's that about? Sounds a bit cyclical.
It is cyclical. It basically describes how within crypto, attention and money sometimes flow away from the more serious projects, the utility tokens, towards these things that are purely driven by community, by virality, by the meme itself.
Like fashion trends, but for crypto.
Sort of, yeah. And the article suggests we're definitely in one of those seasons right now. During these times, the story, the joke, how much attention it gets that can matter more for the price than any underlying tech or utility.
And Solana is perfect for that because
it's fast, cheap. And those launch pads make it super easy to participate in the social game. It's the ideal environment for these meme-driven cycles.
Got it. So it's like the crypto world just decides it's time to have some fun and Solana's the best playground.
That's a simplified way to look at it, but yeah, there's an element of that. The power of the meme takes over for a while.
Okay, and the final driver mentioned is a classic. FOMO, fear of missing out, plus the power of influencers.
Yeah, you can't discount this. Those stories we started with turning small money into huge sums, KOLs posting about 30x returns, they create incredibly powerful FOMO.
Nobody wants to be the one who missed out.
Exactly. It sucks in fresh money. And influencers, those KOLs, those Telegram alpha groups, they have a massive ability to steer that incoming money towards specific tokens, especially if a token is tied to a personality or some viral trend.
So hype meets influence, meets the desire not to miss the rocket ship.
It's a potent mix, definitely. Drives a lot of the really explosive moves.
But surely it's not all sunshine and massive gains. The article must talk about the downsides. The risks.
Oh, absolutely. It's crucial to understand the risks, and the article is clear about them. First and foremost, extreme volatility.
Like, really extreme.
Yes, you hear about 10x gains, but you can just as easily see a 90% drop or even more in a matter of hours, sometimes minutes. You need discipline, you need exit plans. Many people jumping in don't have that.
Yeah, emotion probably takes over.
Hmm.
What else?
The lack of fundamentals. We touched on this, but it bears repeating. Most meme coins have zero underlying value. They're pure sentiment plays. There's no product, usually no real team, no utility. It's just the meme. Understanding that is critical.
So you're betting purely on attention span, essentially.
Pretty much. And that leads to the risk of pump and dumps. Be really wary of coins that explode out of nowhere with super coordinated hype.
How can you spot those? Or try to, anyway.
The article suggests doing some basic checks. Look who owns the tokens. Is it concentrated in a few wallets? Is the liquidity locked, meaning the creators can't just pull all the money out? Check recent wallet activity for anything that looks suspicious, like insiders selling off large amounts. Basic due diligence, but essential here.
Right. So huge risks. But people are still drawn in. Does the article offer any advice for navigating this minefield, maybe trying to trade a bit smarter?
It does offer some strategies, yeah. Leaning into the tools we discussed earlier is one suggestion. Using platforms like Av.ai to monitor that smart money activity, watch for liquidity coming in early, keep an eye on trending tokens.
Use the data to your advantage.
Exactly. Subscribing to signal channels like the Av.ai one mentioned can help with getting timely info. But a big piece of advice is don't just chase every pump you see.
Easier said than done when FOMO kicks in.
True.
Yeah.
But having some kind of system, some rules for why you'd enter a trade is vital. And maybe the most important tip, start small, especially with new anonymous tokens. Only risk capital you're genuinely okay with losing completely.
Sound advice for any speculative market, really.
Yeah.
Okay, so wrapping this up. This whole Solana meme coin surge in mid-2025, it's not just one thing. It's like a perfect storm.
Exactly. Yeah. It's the tech improvements on Solana itself, making it faster and cheaper. It's the cultural thing, this meme season phenomenon. And it's these new platforms and tools making it easier to launch, trade, and track these things using data.
A convergence, as you said earlier.
Yeah. And look, the potential for quick gains is there. It's undeniable. But anyone thinking of jumping in needs to be aware of how fast this moves, how intense it is, and how data-driven it's becoming. Preparation is key.
Absolutely. Know what you're getting into, use the tools available, react quickly, but always, always protect your capital first. That seems to be the core message.
Couldn't agree more.
All right. And maybe a final thought to leave everyone with. As these trading tools get even more sophisticated and online culture keeps morphing at light speed, how do you think these meme coin cycles might change in the future? What new risks or maybe even new kinds of opportunities could pop up down the road? Something to chew on.
Hiring isn't just about finding someone willing to take the job. You need the right person with the right background who can move your business forward. If you want candidates who truly match what you're looking for, trust Indeed Sponsored Jobs. With Indeed Sponsored Jobs, your post stands out to quality candidates who actually fit the role. According to Indeed data, 90% are more likely to be hired and trusted by 1.6 million companies. Spend more time interviewing candidates who check all your boxes. Less stress, less time, more results. Now with Indeed Sponsored Jobs. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to help your job get the premium status it deserves at Indeed.com/podcast13. Just go to Indeed.com/podcast13 right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/podcast13. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Do it the right way with Indeed.